Hi friends, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name's Colleen. Are you ready to find out the rest of the story?
I am. Hello friends, my name is Peter. So glad to see you with us today. Today's topic is story time.
And the title of our lesson is The Restaurant Workers. We learned about this yesterday, and today we get to finish the story. Yesterday, there was a man who started working in the morning. He was very happy for the job.
Yeah, a busy restaurant, but for $75, it is a good job. And the rich man seems like a good boss.
Well, that restaurant is very busy, and the rich man who owns the restaurant kept getting new workers. He went out in the late afternoon to get new workers and then get more workers even later after that.
Yeah, this is kind of a weird boss. Well, we'll find out more today. Let's continue the story. But first, let's learn the keywords for today.
Hello, 我们昨天讲到一家餐厅的老板分别在一天的早上、中午和下午雇用了临时工。在一天的工作之后，老板要发工钱了。他说 ,It's time to pay your wages. 名词 wage 是工资、薪水、报酬。结果工作总时数不同的三个人居然拿到了一样的薪水。一早就开始工作的人当然不开心了。他说 ,I worked hard the whole day. 我辛勤工作了一整天。形容词 whole 就是全部、整个的。老板付的是一样的薪水。He paid them the same amount. 名词 amount 是数量、总额、总数。可是老板说我邀请你的时候讲的就是这个价钱我并没有骗你。I have not cheated him. 动词 cheat 就是欺骗、说谎。老板觉得难道我的慷慨还让你不高兴吗 ?Are you upset because I'm generous?形容词 generous 就是慷慨大方的，所以老板叫他不要比较，比来比去的人永远都不会快乐的。Don't compare yourself with others. 动词 compare 就是比较。
When the restaurant closed, the rich man called the extra workers.
It's time to pay your wages.
The rich man said,
I will pay the one who started in the late afternoon first.
The rich man gave $75 to the last worker. The man who had worked since early morning saw this and was very happy.He was sure he would be paid more.
Okay, so at the end of the day, the restaurant closed and the rich man called the extra workers to him.
That's right. So extra means more. The restaurant had enough workers. They were already working there. But then remember, the rich man called the man in the morning, the woman in the afternoon. These people are the extra workers.
Well, he saw that these people were outside and wanted work, so he gave them a job. That is very generous.
Generous. That means you give a lot to others, and you don't think much about it, about yourself.
This rich man must be very rich. He is giving money to everyone. Well, he is giving them their wages.
Well, if I work for a day, and then you pay me,That money is called my wages.
So all of these workers just started working today. There was a man who started at the beginning of the day, then a woman who started in the afternoon, and still another in the late afternoon.
The rich man says, I will pay the one who started in the late afternoon first. Here is Rebecca to practice the sentence some more.
Everyone, yes, it's time to learn something new in Use It. I know that you have been waiting a long time for this moment. Well, in today's Use It, you are going to learn how to use the phrase, the one who. For example, I will meet with the one who called me yesterday. Or I will hire the one who has the most experience. Now it's up to you to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. Okay, so everyone is getting paid. So the last one is paid first. Well, since the worker only worked since the late afternoon, then they should only get...
$75.
What? Wow, that is a lot of money for not working very long.
Yes, he must be very happy, or she is too.
They were, but the man who started at the beginning of the day was not happy.
Oh, really? Well, let's continue this story. Friends, let's watch together.
But the rich man handed $75 to the woman who had started at noon and to him. He took the $75 but complained to the rich man.
The man who was hired last worked only a few hours,
he said.
I worked hard the whole day washing dishes. But you paid me the same amount as you paid him.
All right, it's time to get paid. This is very exciting. Just imagine the first worker. He started at the beginning. He worked all day long, and this rich man is very generous.
Yeah, I mean, if he first said that he would get $75 and then the rich man went out and hired more people, then maybe he's willing to give the first worker even more.
But the rich man handed $75 to the woman who had started in the late afternoon.
Wait, that's not fair.
Well, is earning $75 for one day's work fair?
Well, it's very generous. I guess it's fair. Actually, that is a lot of money. But the woman who had started at noon also got $75.
Yeah, it seems like she should get less than $75. She didn't work very hard to earn that money.
Well, let's go to Christina for more about that phrase.
工作了一整天的这位先生真的非常不甘心。他说, I worked hard the whole day washing dishes. 我们来看看这个句子。句子里的 the whole day 其实相当于 for the whole day. 它是一个表时间的副词片语。如果不看这个 the whole day 的话, 这一句的句型就是 I worked hard washing dishes. 我辛辛苦苦地洗碗盘。句型就是 work hard doing something. 你可以说, I worked hard preparing for dinner. 我辛辛苦苦地准备晚餐。 They worked so hard finishing the report. 他们非常努力地完成这篇报告。
Thanks, Christina. So the first man took the $75. He complained to the rich man. He worked hard the whole day washing dishes.
But $75 was a lot of money. He was happy to work for that at the beginning of the day.
Yes, but he paid the same amount of money to the other workers. $75. The same amount.
So the only thing that changed is that the rich man was just as good to the other workers?
I guess so. And the rich man was good to all of them. They all didn't have jobs before today.
Well, we'll talk some more about this after the break, but first we do need to take a short break. See you soon.
Let's talk in English.
Welcome back from the break, friends. Today we're looking at a story where one man thinks he wasn't treated fairly. Did you ever feel like this when you were a kid, Peter?
Well, I'm thinking to when my brother did something bad and my parents forgave him quickly. I thought, they're not being fair. But then I would remember there were other times where they did that for me too. So I have to remember that my parents were good to both of us, not just my older brother.
That's a good example. Okay, friends, it's time to watch the last of our story.
Listen, friend,
said the rich man.
I have not cheated. You agreed to work a whole day for $75. Now take your money and go home. Can't I do what I like with my own money? Or are you upset because I am generous? Each person agreed to work for the wage I offered. You'll never be happy if you compare yourself with others. Comparing and complaining always makes people unhappy.
Don't compare with others. Be happy with what you have.
Okay, so we know the first worker is not happy. Maybe he was happy with $75 before, but not now. Not that everyone who worked less time got the same amount as money as him. He is not happy. He thinks it's unfair, not fair.
Yeah, he thought that everyone else should get less than him. But can he really say that? He is not the one giving the money. He is the worker. It seems fine until others get the same as you.
Yeah, maybe he should be happy just with what he has.
Be happy with what you have. And I'm happy because that's today's
calendar phrase.
Be happy with what you have.
Be happy with what you have.
对自己拥有的要感到高兴满足。
I wish I had a big house.
Be happy with what you have.
I wish I had a big car.
Be happy with what you have.
I wish I had a big TV.
Be happy with what you have.
But what do I have?
Me! So be happy.
Be happy with what you have.
Be happy with what you have.
对自己拥有的要感到高兴满足。
That's a great calendar phrase. And now that we have practiced hearing it and saying it, let's learn more about it with Christina.
今天的最后一句就是 be happy with what you have. 我们一般可以说 I'm happy with my choice, 表示我对我的选择很满意。He is happy with his life. 他对他的生活很满意。所以 be happy with something 是用来表达对某事物很满意。今天的 be happy with what you have 是一个祈使句。所以句首要用原形动词 be. Be happy with what you have. 有点类似知足常乐的意思。What you have 是一个名词子句。你也可以说 be happy with who you are, 或者 be happy with what you are doing.
Thanks, Christina. So let's think about this. Was the rich man cheating the workers?
No, he paid them what he said he'd pay.
Is it that the worker was upset because he was a generous man?
I think so. We learn that each person agreed to work for the wage he offered. And, you know, you'll never be happy if you compare yourselves with others.
Why did you give him that and not me? Why are you smarter than me? That person is taller than me. We compare ourselves all the time.
That's true. Comparing and complaining always makes people unhappy.Don't compare yourself with others. Just be happy with what you have.
Yes, and remember that this rich man was good to all of them. To be honest, I think they will all work with him again. The restaurant must be a nice place, and you already know the boss is good, too.
Well, we learned some good keywords today while learning about our story, so let's review those now.
Here's the first keyword from today. Wage. Wage. His wages are $10 an hour.
Whole. Whole. Jeff ate the whole cake.
Amount. Amount. We paid the same amount of money.
Cheat. Cheat. Do your own work. Don't cheat.
Generous. Generous. John gives to others. He's very generous.
Compare. Compare. Don't compare yourself with others. Okay, friends, those are your key words. Keep on practicing. You're doing great. Now let's watch our story again one more time together.
When the restaurant closed, the rich man called the extra workers.
It's time to pay your wages,
the rich man said.
I will pay the one who started in the late afternoon first.
The rich man gave $75 to the last worker. The man who had worked since early morning saw this and was very happy. He was sure he would be paid more. But the rich man handed $75 to the woman who had started at noon and to him. He took the $75 but complained to the rich man.
The man who was hired last worked only a few hours,
he said.
I worked hard the whole day washing dishes. But you paid me the same amount as you paid him.
Listen, friend,
said the rich man.
I have not cheated. You agreed to work a whole day for $75. Now take your money and go home. Can't I do what I like with my own money? Or are you upset because I am generous? Each person agreed to work for the wage I offered. You'll never be happy if you compare yourself with others. Comparing and complaining always makes people unhappy.
Don't compare with others. Be happy with what you have.
Okay, did you wash all the windows?
Yes, and it was a big job.
I know. That's why I hired your friends to help.
I'm sure glad you did.
One monkey started work at noon. I'll pay him $1.
Wow! The other monkey just worked a few hours.
Right. And I'll give him $1.
Wow! They didn't work all day and they got $1.
Right.
And I worked all day. So how much money will you give me?
$1.
What? $1? That's not fair. I worked all day, and they didn't.
Ginger, I will pay you $1, just like I said.
Hey, it's not fair.
Come on, Ginger. Let's go buy some bananas.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let's buy bananas.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and to get some answers. Today, we're talking about jobs. Please help me welcome my guest, Ms. Employer.
Hi, Rob.
Hello, Em. Thanks for being here. I know you have a very busy schedule.
No problem, Rob. It's my pleasure.
Well, Em, I have a question here from James Winter, and he says, I often hear the words wage, salary, and income when people talk about money that is earned. Is there a difference between these words?
That's a great question, James. You're right. All three words, wage, salary, and income, are talking about money someone has earned. But there is a difference amongst these words.
Can you tell us more about that?
Sure. First, let's talk about the difference between a wage and a salary.
Okay, great.
Both a wage and a salary are things people earn for work they have done. But wages are given to a person based on the number of hours they work.
If someone works more hours, they earn more wages. If they work fewer hours, they earn less wages.
Yes, that's right.
And how is a salary different from a wage?
A salary is a fixed amount that someone earns during a pay period.
So if I earn 5,000 US dollars every month, then that is my salary.
That's right. And you earn that $5,000 every month, no matter how many hours you work.
I see.
Now, let's talk about the word income. A person's income is all the money that a person has earned.
So, in a way, a person's income is their salary and wages added together?
You can say that, but some people earn money in other ways. They may own businesses that give them money, or they own homes that people rent to live in. This is not money they earned for work, but it is still a part of their income.
I see. Thanks, Em. I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Friends, thanks for joining us today. Pauline, can you think of another situation like this?
Oh, sure. When I'm learning a new language, it's hard not to compare myself to other people. Some people learn so much more quickly than I do. It doesn't feel fair. I'm trying really hard and it takes a long time. But I should just be happy I have the chance to learn and keep trying.
That's very true. Friends, keep trying. You're doing great. And we'll see you again right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.